little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Let's start by listening around the group to, you know, when you're doing this, trying to find out if the people are holding something back, what sort of question do you ask?
What's been running through your mind?
I haven't explained myself properly here. supposing I want to say, you know, have you got any other agenda items for me? You're probably not going to ask that, are you? So,
I might be wrong, but I get this impression you're holding something back.
Oh, that's a nice bit. Very good.
Just reflect.
Well, all right. What about if you're not getting the impression you're holding something back, but you know that 30% of patients do? Have you got a screening phrase?
Was there anything else you wanted to discuss today?
Ooh, has someone taught you that? Is that all your own work? That's close to genius. What is common is for people to ask something like, is there anything else? And the problem with that is it's far too open. All right, that's what gets you into trouble. What you really want is a phrase that conveys the following impression. What you've told me is already quite sufficient for a standard 10-minute conversation, if we're being honest. And I'm not really fishing at all, but if you're planning to ambush me sometime in the next 9.5 minutes, can you take the opportunity now, otherwise let it go? That's sort of what we're trying to get at, isn't it? And I think Manisha's phrase is close to perfect. Could you just say it again?
Was there anything else you would like to discuss today?
Yeah, that's it. The key, if you have a look on page 9 of the book, actually, you'll see on the right-hand side, under the paragraph that says Birth the Lands, there's a phrase which is in italics, but I think I'll put it more brightly. It's an American phrase. Is there some of the concern that you planned to raise today? And Manisha, I think yours is, you are in line with that, yeah? That you wanted to raise today or plan to, it needs to be a closed question that you planned for us that you wanted to discuss with me while you're here type. But this is very, very concise. Yours is very concise too.
Come on then, let's just go for one, because you said Best Buy. So which one's the Best Buy? Because I can write that down.
The one in the book. Is there some of the concern that you plan to raise today? Some people regard it as a bit transatlantic. I think if you start with that and then feel you want to reword it, of course, that's fine. I'll tell you something interesting, though, which you wouldn't guess. The reason why they came up with this, the paper that this comes from, the research question was a very simple one. What is the effect of changing the word some to any, swapping some and any? So they compared, is there some of the concern you plan to raise today with, is there any other concern that you plan to raise today? And some worked better. It's interesting, isn't it?
It sounds a bit more closed.
I think it does.
Than any sounds.
It also sounds like you've already guessed there is, so they might as well spill the beans. Mm.
I like that particularly about that you had planned to talk about today, because otherwise you can open up this potential bottomless pit of, I've got lots of time, you're the last patient in the surgery, and I've not got 3 home visits to go and do, and I haven't got all my paperwork to do. So, the plan is still keeping within your...
Yeah.
You've only got 10 minutes.
Yeah. That's my feeling about this too. That is the key to this. In fact, it's quite a closed question.
Yeah.
It might flush a lot out, but it's a focused question. And Manisha, your version of it already does that. Yeah. Actually, there is just one other... my plan here, I think I can get you to the point where you'll never have a late arising agenda item again from now to when you draw your pension. We're nearly there. You've got to do this every time. The only group of late arising agenda items that we now threaten to miss are the patients who, even when you ask this question, are thinking, oh, I'm not sure I'm ready for him yet. Yeah? Mm-hmm. All right? Hannah, be one of those. Imagine you're a... You can have the cough for a couple of weeks, you wait for a couple of nights, but really, there's something that you're not Hannah, I'll call you Mrs. Smith, yeah? Mrs. Smith's got something a wee bit delicate. She's never met Dr. Thomas before. Dr. Thomas is going to ask some of the concern question, and it will briefly, it'll come to your mind, and you think, no, I'm not ready, and so you will respond, you'll not give it to me when I ask that question, yeah?
Okay.
That's what it's, yeah? So you need to get something really sensitive for Mrs. Smith to have, she might find difficult to discuss.
Yeah,
have you got something? All right, good. Okay, so, all right, Mrs. Smith, so based on what you said, let me just check if I'm picking it up. You've mentioned your problem's a cough, it's been going on for a couple of weeks, and it's kept you awake for the last couple of nights, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
And I can hear in your voice you're getting a little bit concerned about it?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. I'll ask you some questions about that in a second, but I wonder if I could just check, is there some of the concerns you're trying to raise today?
No, it's okay.
Okay, thank you, Hannah. Brilliant. You see, that's a yes. No looks like this. No, dogs, just the cough. So if someone has to look away and contemplate a no, they're giving you a yes. You can tell there is something. So usually with those patients, if you say, I've just got the impression that there is maybe something else on your mind.
Well, yeah, actually, I was kind of worried that I might actually have a prolapse.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, thank you for trusting me with that, yeah. And it sounds like it might be helpful if we talk about that as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. And can I just quickly check? You mentioned two things now. Is there something else you were hoping to mention?
That was everything.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Okay, so, well done. Yeah, so that second response is more, you know, I now believe I've got to the end of the list, yeah.
I completely see that. I just had recently the 17-year-old Mrs. Smith, who looks away and still says no.
Yeah.
Doesn't, you, no.
Yeah.
But you know where there is.
Yeah. I became more and more confident in my career to pursue it, because for time management purposes, you can get it out, it's helpful. You obviously don't want to leave people feeling coerced. But generally, if you look and sound dubious and then leave a long pause, they will crack. And are grateful to have done so, because they really want to trust someone with it. Once they know you know, why hold it back then? Do you know what I mean? So the key is not to go after it too aggressively. Say, I've got the impression maybe you're quite sure. Mm-hmm. A few seconds. They know I know now. Mm-hmm. Vast majority of the time it'll be delivered. So the point about this, of course, is you can see the internal logic of all this, and I'm hoping that we'll have a chance to do a bit of practicing, and there's a lot of encouraging body language going on around this table, so it's making sense, isn't it? Really, if you can find a way of operating these principles, you know, I mean, you might need to tweak the exact words and behaviours, you don't want to be an exact copy of me, but you need to do it every time, because you don't know when it's going to be useful. And the thing, just to be absolutely reassuring, if the patient doesn't have something else, look how quick. So this Mrs. Smith has only got the cough, all right? Okay, Mrs. Smith, so the problem's a cough. It's been going on for 4 weeks, and it's kept you awake for a couple of nights, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, and you sound maybe just a little bit concerned about that?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, can I just before we come back to that, I wonder if I could just check, is there some other concern you plan to raise today?
No, that was everything.
Okay, just the cough. Okay,
yeah.
Well, we'll move on. You know what I mean? I'll ask an open question, yeah? So it does not take long if there really isn't anything. And actually, being very confident that I'm not going to be ambushed by an unexpected agenda item helps. It's worth the 5 seconds to clarify it. So you do it every time, even if it sounds completely straightforward, because often it will be, but we all know sometimes it isn't. You can't always tell if someone's got something back with, not with that specifically. And the Calgary Cambridge term for this is screening the patient's agenda to flush out all the potential agenda items. Like in a business meeting, clarify all the agenda items potentially on the list before we actually devote time to discussing any of them.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.